Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth, the catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Herzog throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Lump trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lump strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Adair reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gentile is walked intentionally. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Brandt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. Charles moves to third. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws to second. Breeding drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Breeding. Charles scores. Fisher moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Steve Barber. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. John Wyatt now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Cimoli moves to second. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Charles catches it and throws to first to double up Wilhelm. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lau for a passed ball. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lau for a passed ball. Causey moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Orioles. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Gordon Jones. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-4 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.